it's about focusing on first your current tenant base, right? Like, are you maximizing the market rent you could be getting? And then it's focusing on filling those occupancies, obviously, or those vacancies. You want to get occupancy as high as possible, especially in these times.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everybody? You know the drill. Every Friday, we do all things personal finance. Love to come at you and share tips, tricks, and strategies to get your money not only working harder for you, but smarter, because we all know it's not what you make, but what you keep. And the more we keep means the lifestyle we can create and the goals we have are more attainable, thereby being able to achieve them faster. And what I've realized is once you achieve goals, what tends to happen is one, yeah, your goals expand, right? They grow because you reach your goals faster and faster as you draw attention to them, right? And as you implement a lot of the principles that I talk about on Finance Fridays, we tend to hit these financial goals faster and faster. And what I've noticed what happens when you do that is your goals start turning from me, me, me to what can I do for others? And you tend to give back and your goals tend to be more towards helping your family, your friends, your community, the greater community. And that's when magical things happen. To me, people getting things done is more important than, say, a government or a municipality, right? It's the people that actually live there. It's the people, those people that actually care. In my personal experience, tend to get the job done, tend to create more beneficial outcomes for everybody. And, but in order to do that, I wanted to share something. There's this quote that, or kind of a saying, I can't remember where I came across it, but it's something I always tell myself. I learned it pretty early on. I can't remember. It doesn't really matter where I heard it, but it's something that I've kept with me. And that's sales cure all and net profit pays all. So again, sales cures all and net profit pays all. And simply what that means is you need to focus on two major things in your personal life and in your business. And that's one, driving the top line. So sales, that really does cure all. With any financial issue, if we can make more, we can solve that issue, right? And so in this episode, I want to look at it this two ways. I want to look at it one from a business slash real estate perspective, and then two from a personal perspective. So to build more sales, more revenue, let's look at a business, for example. You're going to have a set of clients. Say you have 100 clients and your first thought might be, well, let's go like double that. Let's go get 200 clients, which is a great thing. But first, I think a lot of people miss. And from my experience, what I've seen with salespeople that I've worked with, that I've managed in the businesses that I run, is that they tend to forget about that 100, that list of 100 clients that they currently have. Go to them. You've probably already built, and you should have built, great relationships with these 100. And if maybe not all, at least 20%, 80-20 rule. Let's say even if it's just 20%. You can go to them and see, are you truly maximizing everything out of them? You might have a plethora of products or services that you sell, and maybe they're only using a small tranche of what you offer. Can you get more out of them? And not just the 20%, that whole 100 list. But first start with that 20% and then work your way down. And I guarantee at the end of the day, if you're able to do that activity, that exercise, I believe you could double your revenue right there, maybe possibly even triple your revenue just by focusing on the client base you already have and see if you are maximizing them as a client. And then once you go from there, then you can focus on bringing in new clients. But I feel like that first step, what a lot of people, business owners, salespeople, they miss, they don't focus on that. You have already a set of clients that know, like, and trust you, but are they using you for all your products and services that you offer? And what you'll come to realize is a lot of the time it's not because they don't want to, or they don't think they can use you for that, right? It's a lot of the time they just don't even know you might offer that service or that product. They just think of you for X product or service that they currently utilize you for. And that's all they think of you that you have or offer. It's about continually educating them and letting them know what you do have and what you can offer. You know, it's that whole, like you used to say, eight touches. I would say it's probably more like 12 plus now with how much information and data we're inundated with on a given day. I really think it's just constantly touching them, reminding them what you offer. And then also you just got to remember just to listen, right? Because you could be telling them a great product or service that you have that you might be one of the best in the market, if not the best. But if it's not something that they're in the market for or have a really big need for, then it's just going to go in one ear and out the other. So really listen to what their pain points currently are and see if you can fill that. And then from a real estate perspective, it's about focusing on first your current tenant base, right? Like, are you maximizing the market rent you could be getting? And then it's focusing on filling those occupancies, obviously, or those vacancies. You want to get occupancy as high as possible, especially in these times. But first, it's focusing on your loss to lease. Are you maximizing that, right? You could fill your complex up 100% occupancy, but have an extremely high loss to lease, meaning you're way below market and you're not really utilizing, whereas you could be 90% occupied and you could be hitting top market rents and generating way more revenue than you were at 100% occupied with way below market rents. Those are some things you want to focus on for driving top dollar. And then in terms of personal, it's obviously your job, right? Are you maximizing what you can make if you're a W-2 employee? In that sense, there's many ways to maximize that. If you're sales, that's obviously more input, more activity, making more calls, more emails, more meetings. That's obviously going to generate more business from a sales, more commission from a sales perspective, right? But if you're more salaried, it's about being forward. It's putting in the work to become so valuable. And I've talked about this on another episode where you come in, you list out X, Y, Z of what you feel this job, you should be doing in this job. And then you ask your manager what they feel an A player would be doing in this position. And you have them lay it out. And then you come upon an agreement. If I do X, Y, Z, based on what we just discussed, could I come back and discuss a possible pay increase? Obviously, if they say no, then to me, that's not a place you want to work. So they're going to say yes. And so you're going to do X, Y, Z. And yeah, that might take you 3 to 6 months. And then you're going to come back and you're going to ask for that raise. Another one is moving, right? Because on average, you see anywhere from 10 to 20% pay increase when you move to a new company. And you'll see people do that several times through their career. Obviously, you don't want to be someone that does it every 1 or 2 years, because that you get to a point where that's frowned upon and the next hiring manager might not like that. So those are ways to obviously increase some top line personally, as well as creating like a little side thing. Maybe you get a second job. Maybe you have a little side hustle where you're selling something, or you could be buying real estate, Airbnbs. It's all about increasing that top line. And then the second part of it is profit pays for all, right? Sales does cure all from a certain standpoint, right? It keeps the lights on as you're generating, bringing in more and more revenue. But the profit allows you to, one, pay for everything, but also invest back into what you're doing. So you really need to focus on the profit. And so from a business standpoint, obviously, and everything should be tracked, right? So from a business standpoint, you should be tracking what's coming in and what's going out every month. You should know what your margins are on your products or services that you offer. And you should be looking at kind of your overhead, your fixed costs, and how you could potentially reduce them. Because those are some of your big fixed costs, right? Maybe you don't need to be in the nicest office. Maybe you don't need a certain vehicle, right? There's things that we can give up to really minimize that. Because as we know, it's you suffer now so you can have a better life in the future, right? You put in the hard work now so you can reap the rewards in the future. And some of that is, you know, giving up on certain things, giving up on certain luxuries in life in this time. I'm not saying forever, but for a period of time. And then it's focusing on what are your margins on your products. You shouldn't just be giving stuff away to increase that top line, right? It's a give or take. And same thing with real estate. You need to be looking at your expenses really closely, especially if you're using third-party property management. You really need to be on them. I like setting up separate accounts, because if you just have a few accounts, like one major operations account, if they see money in there, they're likely to just spend it, right? That's really helped me, is setting up different operating accounts so they know what's in there. They know what they can spend. You really have to keep an eye on them to make sure they're not just spending for the sake of spending. You really need to, you know, look at your utilities, sewer, water, and you really just need to hone in on these expenses. And then it comes to collections, right? Obviously, that's a top line thing. Collections is huge, and that can make or break. But also, you need to focus on collections. Yeah. You might have a good GPR, gross potential rent, but are you actually collecting? And then in personal life, I've talked about this recently on a recent episode. It's about reducing those expenses where you can, because the more money you can then take home is more money you can then invest back into your business, into your investments, and into yourself. So guys, it's a short one today. I just wanted to get on here and share that because it's something that I've lived by, and that's sales cures all and profit pays for all. So it's something you really need to focus on. And I highly recommend tracking from all aspects of life. I know everyone hates the word budget, but from a personal standpoint, because this is Finance Fridays, personal finance, create a budget where you can just track yourself. I've talked about this too, in your network, track that, right? You want to know from a budget standpoint, what's coming in, what's coming out. So then you know how much you have to then go invest, right? Or put away for a future investment. And from a net worth perspective, you want to watch that number too, because you want to make sure that you're growing your net worth. And then when it comes to your business, that's obviously pretty plain and simple. You want to, at the end of the day, you want to be making money. All right, everybody. Hope you got value out of this one. It was a quick one again, but it's just something that's been on my mind because there's a lot going on right now. Expenses are going to be going through the roof. That's another reason why you want to be keep an eye on this. Energy and utility prices are going through the roof. Obviously, food prices are high. I saw a statistic the other day, the average person, their average credit card bill in the United States increased by $450 from this time last year. So on average, their monthly payment is $450 more than it was in the previous year. That's a net effect of inflation. Yeah, you might argue maybe some people are spending on some discretionary stuff that they don't need to, but I would argue a lot of that is fuel and food is going through the roof. So this is something to focus on. Should be tracking everything, right? Because what is not tracked is not managed. And then what's not managed, to my point earlier in this show, is if you're not managing things, you're never going to hit those goals. That's really the purpose of life, right? It provides a purpose of life, fuels you because you have these goals that you want to achieve. And that gives you purpose every day to wake up and fight for it. So yeah, make sure you're tracking these things. And as always, easy doesn't pay well and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you. So then we can all live our dream life and thereby be able to give back to those in need and make this world a better place. All right, everybody, I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.